Under the influence. I did not choose this time or place. I did not choose this skin, this face, this tax bracket, this job market. I chose my apartment, but not how much I pay for it every month for the rest of my life. I did not choose my gender or my height, but here I am, the way the universe made me. I am merely the byproduct of a failed marriage, a bad decision made long before I existed. Sound familiar? That we are who we are by chance, the culmination of a series of events, the result of choices made by strangers crafting fate in haste long before we had a say, all in the name of survival. And we have survived, we have thrived, and we have peaked, failing through our want of more. The new colossus calling for the tired, the poor, the wretched refuse from their teeming shores. Come, build us a country on the backs of broken men. But the charity is spent, the harbor full, this illusion of freedom just a means to an end. And it's easy to be angry, to let that hot wave of hate rush over me. It's one way to feel alive. But there is another side, more difficult to reach, more difficult to feel, because kindness has been coined a weakness, the soft spot where the blade slips in. Because it's every man for himself these days. There's money to be made in hate, a thriving market for fear. The TV tells me to be wary of my neighbor, watch him closely, report suspicious activity immediately. I look out my window and see him in his garden, pulling weeds. And I wonder. The panel of sparkling celebrities teaches me to judge my peers harshly, to speak freely of what bothers me, regardless of their feelings, to laugh up my sleeve at common courtesy. We are all so full of it, full of ourselves and our ideas of what we're supposed to be. But what are we supposed to be? Once upon a time, we were wondering, wandering, searching for the answer to ourselves, an answer never found. So the powers that be created a purpose, a pyramid scheme, selling material dreams and selfish aspirations. You need these things, these twinkling distractions that keep us from seeing that we are all just pawns in the game. But I don't live by the screen. I use my own eyes to see, my own voice to speak to the real live person next to me. It brings a different kind of feeling alive. Not a spike of fierce adrenaline, but a warm hum through the soul, sparking a smile, a laugh, a contented tear, the feeling of being human, together. We are strangers till we speak, then we are friends, and in that lies true freedom, to make the honest choice, to remember there is no answer but the one we create, for ourselves and for each other.